The Exeter UFO Festival is basically based on an event that happened on September 3rd, 1965 in Exeter, where two police officers and a young man had an encounter with a UFO right outside of Exeter, and it's regarded as one of the most credible UFO cases in U.S. history. So it's a, you know, it's a very important sighting for ufology as well as the town of Exeter. So that's kind of the basis of why the festival happens in Exeter. But it does also celebrate other UFO events that have happened in the state, like the Betty and Barney Hill thing. But the focus is actually on Exeter and that event, which is called the Incident at Exeter. It's a lot to try and summarize, but basically a young man was walking home late at night, had a UFO encounter, and he flagged a car down and had that car bring him directly to the police station. And, you know, went in and told the police officers, and they had just gotten a call about 15 minutes earlier about two old ladies that were on the side of the road that had said an object had flew over their car and they were frightened. So an officer was sent out to, you know, make sure the ladies were okay. So when this young man, Norman Muscarello, came into the station claiming to have seen a UFO, they were kind of poised to take him a bit more seriously than they might have because they had just gotten this other call. So at this point, it was pretty late in the evening. It was around 2 or 3 in the morning, and they went back out to the scene with Norman Muscarello. And when Norman and the police officer went back out there, the UFO appeared again over them, and they were quite scared. The police officer actually dropped to his knee and pulled his gun. Then they ran back to the police car and called into the station. And as this was all happening, a second police officer arrived on the scene, and he also saw the UFO. So in total, there was about six witnesses. So besides the young man Norman and the two officers, there was at least three other independent witnesses within that 2 or 3 hour time that reported UFOs in that area. At the time, Project Blue Book, which was the Air Force's investigation into UFOs, looked into it quite a bit. They tried to initially explain it away by weather, planets, even the lights from Pease Air Force Base were a possible explanation. But the UFO researcher, Raymond Fowler, who was investigating the case, you know, anytime the Air Force would kind of offer up an explanation that didn't really seem to be right, he would look into it, and he was able to prove that most of, you know, the claims that they made of what it might have been, you know, really didn't hold water. And ultimately, Project Blue Book determined that the case was an unknown and that there wasn't an actual explanation for it. So that's part of the reason why, you know, the case holds so much weight. You know, it always has been regarded as, you know, one of the most solid cases just because of the police officer involvement, because they were both ex-military, very well-respected people in the community, known as no-nonsense guys. So I'm not quite sure why, you know, it isn't as talked about as a lot of these other things, but it is up there with Roswell as far as the credibility and the amount of investigation that's gone into it.